kind of wait you guys out.
I've got playing catch. It's going to be.
Considering the circumstances and the injuries and obviously the depth that there was, one of the more impressive wins you think as a group season?
To me, when you play, you know, it's the National Hockey League, to me, every win's impressive. It's hard to win in this league. And I think the one thing that was impressive was you're down two and you come back and get five unanswered. And I was really, really proud of the way we battled back, because that game could have gone the other way really quick. And but they, when you know the team is emotionally invested, we can be pretty good. It doesn't matter who's in there. And I thought after the first period, we got emotionally invested, and it was a really good effort by the guys.
What kind of impact did your makeshift fourth line there kind of create?
Which line is that?
Restaurant.
Well, it was, that's weird. You know, like, we've played St. Louis, you know, fairly recently. But I just wasn't vibing the 11-7 tonight, and you know, I told Nestrov before the game that, you know, Paquette was a game time decision, but there was a potential he could play forward tonight. And after the first shift, I mean, I think he got a breakaway almost in his first shift, but he can skate and he was physical. He was in on the forecheck, and I don't know if they woke up in the morning and thought with 2:44 left, protecting a one goal lead, that line is going to be out against, you know, Tarasenko, Schwartz, and Laterra, whoever it was. But they did an outstanding job against them, and they skated, they competed, and they worked, and they played a 200 foot game, and that's what we needed. And those guys committed to it, and they got rewarded.
How'd you guys feel for Bornevall to get that goal after missing all last year? He hadn't scored a goal since February 2015.
We just saw the relief on his face when he scored that. But look at those goals. Like, it was, you know, you got to get pucks up to the point, because they have ability to smother you. They're a big, strong team. We work pucks up there, and then our guys battled at the net. And, you know, Boyles is a tip, and Bornies is a tip. And it ultimately creates a little space for you. And I was... you know, it's extremely happy for him, especially because, I mean, I think he just played a 3-3, and then played last night and got a plane of flu here, and then you get that effort, and it was outstanding.
Yeah, I think let up either in the third period, even though you scored that go-ahead goal. It seems like you haven't really been skating the last couple of games, or just getting
the. Well, that's style. You want to win, you want to get back in this thing, you got to make a commitment, and that's, you know, if you win in this league, you got to work. And I never sit here and say our team's not working, but it's working a different way. We tried. It's just like the first period tonight. We were trying to skill our way through a game, and you can't do that. You got to work your way through the game. Your skill will take over after that, and that's what we did in those last two periods.
Is there a way to describe the chemistry that Val, Brian, and Joe have? I mean, on paper it doesn't look like it should work.
No.
Wonderful.
No, there's not. They've. It's funny how that line works, because they all have a skill set, and, you know, there's some speed, there's some size, there's just knowledge of the game, and then you wonder, when you, as you said, you tell that on paper and you're like, is this going to work? But ever since we put those together, I think we've pointed and 5 or 6 or 4 or 5 or something like that, and they've been a big part of that. And they had a big assignment tonight too, and they went up against Steen and Berglund and those guys, and did a heck of a job. And then obviously at the end there, that's you know, that goal that Joe scores, when, you know, Phil puts his through his legs, but it was skating again, drove the net and got rewarded for it. And you hope that when they reap the benefits of what it takes to win, they just keep doing that, and then it becomes, you know, habit, and they've been really good.
This
is like tennis.
Yeah. Since Kucherov went out, it seems like Boyle's been a nice weapon in the power play for you. Is that kind of just example of the net front presence of what that?
Well, something we've been lacking, and you just, as the season wore on, I'd say one of the biggest things was our inability to get to the net. And now, again, guys are getting to the net and getting rewarded for it. It gets a little contagious. He's good at it.
I mean, it had been a while since you guys won back-to-back games.
You're always good for the half, like glass half empty stat, but thank you. What is it?
It's been over a month since you won back-to-back games. Just kind of getting your game back on track here a little bit.
See, I don't... Ultimately, you get judged in wins and losses, but internally, when you work your way out of something, it's how you're working your way out. And I really thought when we played St. Louis in St. Louis, and we were down 4-1, and we battled back. We didn't win that game, but you could see things were turning for us. And ever since then, I think the one game, probably the Vancouver game at home, but other than that, those guys have worked, and we've been on the point side of most of them. Some of them we haven't, but I just have liked the way our game has transitioned, and we're just, you know, we've been getting better. And it's funny, the more guys we lose, and guys keep coming in, and their effort is willing us to game. So it's been nice.